is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are on the air. We got a great show today. I want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to talk about, is it time to do business in Puerto Rico? And we're going to get started with my good friend Andrew Morton talking about building your brand through philanthropy. He does a lot of that for movie stars and athletes. He's the man. So rather than spending a lot of time talking, let's get the bills paid and then let's get to Andrew Morton. Wanda, hit it. He's the man. So rather than doing in Puerto Rico, and then like I said, we're going to have Andrew Morton on, and Andrew's going to talk about doing business with the stars and how they build their brands, athletes and movie stars. So Wanda's going to play some rock and roll for us right now. Wanda, take it away.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Where's it raining, Wanda? You're just doing it because it sounds good? Is that it? Because you're the best. All right, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
In the moonlight shadows, puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, this is where I help people solve problems. Hey, if your loan request starts with, I have a special situation, I got a solution. That's right. I'm Jim Fried, and if you call 305-773-6300, I can help you out. In fact, if you're a Jets fan, I'll go super slow. 305-773-6300. We're one of Florida's oldest private lenders will do loans all throughout Southeast Florida, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you got a whole bunch of cash in a bunch of real estate and you want to buy a new project, but you don't know what to do because it's all owned in an LLC. Call me at 305-773-6300 and I can help. Maybe you've got a credit score that's 600 and your bank is telling you no, but maybe I'll say yes. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. End loans for condo hotels? Not really a problem. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe your clients are from out of the country. Russia, Venezuela, Colombia, Brazil, Mexico, all the place. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. Canada. Hey, like I said, maybe you're even from the United States. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to get right back to it because I want to talk to one of my oldest friends, and we're going to talk to Andrew Morton. Andrew Morton is more than a do-gooder. He helps people do good, so he not only does it himself, he facilitates it. He's a partner at Handler Thayer in Chicago and in Washington, D.C., and I know he's got some new stuff happening here in the MIA 305. So, Andrew, welcome back.
Good talking again, Jim. It's been a while.
Hey, yeah, I know. Now, first of all, how you feeling? I know you've been fighting the cold there.
Yeah, it's you can't beat it this time of year, right?
No, I've had mine for six.
If we all stayed healthy.
Yeah, I've had mine for 6 weeks, but I got all this stuff that's making me feel good and giving me all this energy. It's really amazing. You know, we talked about it last week. But anyway, so Andrew, so let's start off with what you do. You're an entertainment and sports lawyer. You help people. I promoted it as building their brand, but you help people present the best face possible and avoid the pitfalls of being out in the public eye. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's more than building the brand. I mean, it's to make it more specific, it's building the philanthropy brand. So, you know, the idea is that, you know, we happen to live in a world where folks seem to care what famous people are wearing and what they're eating and who they're marrying and who they're divorcing and who they're cheating on and God knows what else seems to be of interest when you get into the celebrity world. And what we're trying to do is sort of take that reality and hopefully people will care what causes these celebrities are giving to. So, you know, celebrities have this unique role in our society and the ability to draw attention in a way that, you know, it's a frustrating situation that, you know, somebody who's doing good may not get the same attention as somebody who's famous who's doing good. But like I said, that's the world in which we live, so we're taking advantage of it and trying to, as I like to say, you know, leverage that celebrity into philanthropy and use that platform, that voice that these folks have to inspire others to give and inspire others to volunteer. And while they're in the midst of being inspired, want to make sure that these organizations are fully compliant and, you know, run in a way that maximizes the good that they're doing and doesn't wind up, you know, with the unintentional benefit of intending to do good, but doing it in a way that fails to hit the marks when it comes to, you know, reporting obligations and compliance responsibilities and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's all about not only doing good and inspiring others to do good, but doing it in a way that is, you know, in line with legal responsibilities and best practices.
Yeah, you know, it's really important because you only hear about the bad stuff, and it's really hard to get out over the noise with anything good because all they want to do is promote controversy and negative energy. And, you know, I got to just tell you, I know that you and your clients are really more about promoting good and positive energy, and it's tough to rise above the fray and all the flack that's out there. So I know you've teamed up with a couple of universities to help promote your concepts. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of university-based programs that have really, taking this up a level. One is a sports philanthropy program at George Washington University that's specifically for folks who are connected to professional teams and high profile athletes, and helping manage their philanthropy, from sort of a programming fundraising standpoint. My job is to handle the legal and to advise on how to get the other experts on the team, like a nonprofit expert accountant and the right event managers and development folks and program folks. So it's those sort of day-to-day people who have enrolled in this program at GW. I think it's been around for about 3 or 4 years now, and is helping teach them, what are the most effective ways to be philanthropists within specifically the sports space. So that's, the sports certificate program at George Washington University. A more interesting one, perhaps, given where your microphone is located, is a program at the University of Miami School of Business. It's an executive MBA program for artists and athletes that's sort of designed around the schedule of professional athletes and other high profile folks. It sort of has condensed an executive MBA program into a series of recurring 2 week, basically around the clock, sessions for over a 2 year period, where they ultimately earn an executive MBA from the University of Miami, and not only are they involved in sort of helping these folks understand business principles and earning that MBA, but they've also prioritized the notion of philanthropy and making sure that not only are they involved in business on a compliant level, but same with their philanthropy and encouraging them, to get involved, in that side. And again, it's all about being effective. It's all about doing the right things the right way, whether it's earning a profit or trying to have a philanthropic impact.
It's really important to do all that stuff. And, if they ever need anybody to talk to them about, what some of the pitfalls are or anything else, I'm here to help and I'm happy to contribute to you and the team. I just want to help the world be a better place. And I know that you've got a great conduit for doing that. So if I can ever help, please let me know. Now, Andrew, everybody always wants to hear a story. So you got a good story we can tell them about somebody doing some good? Let's get that out there.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working with some really interesting folks. Lately, we have this weekend is another Florida hook for you that
I like that softball thrown over the plate. I'll hit it out of the park for you, man.
We recently launched a foundation for Caitlyn Jenner, who is just I've gotten the privilege of knowing recently, and it's just an unbelievably sincere and kind, dedicated, self-deprecating person, which is always important to me.
For sure. Self-deprecation is right there for you, man.
But Caitlin formed this, we formed this foundation right before the end of the year. Kate, as a way to jumpstart the foundation, donated her Porsche GT3 to the foundation, which is being auctioned off on, I think it's called Amelia Island at an auction.
Oh, that's awesome. That's like up in Jacksonville.
It's estimated to go for anywhere from like $200,000 to $250,000. That's, again, is now wholly dedicated to support the philanthropy of the foundation. I have to say it's, I'm often asked, how important is it that one of these celebrity folks gives to their own cause? And, it's an interesting question. And, my own view is that, people should give value, not necessarily dollars. So, I reserve judgment on, the folks who believe that it's their place to use their platform, their fame, to inspire others to give. I don't think that that's, I don't think that philanthropy becomes valid only after you write your own check. Bono has generated hundreds of millions of dollars to support AIDS and other causes, and by many accounts has not given anything of his own money. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. I think it's easy to give money, Andrew. It's easy to give money.
Exactly.
It's harder to give inspiration.
Yeah, and by the same token, in this case, it's just it's really it's just amazing to have seen Kate, you know, sort of say, yeah, I've got this car. I don't drive it all that much. It could do a heck of a lot more good in the philanthropy space than it's doing sitting in my garage. So sign the title over to the foundation, and like I said, we'll have, you know, in all likelihood about a $250,000 over the next few days that's going to be dedicated to her philanthropic goals.
Fabulous exposure too for those people and the goals, and it's really, really cool. Now I know you work with some other folks. Tell me some stuff that might have impact, well, let's say with some children.
My favorite, client when it comes to just real immediate impact with kids, you know, I'm now about 3 or 4 years into working with, a guy you might have heard of named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's just an unbelievably dedicated philanthropist. Kareem has sort of chosen as his pet cause STEM education, you know, the old science, technology, education, math. Engineering, math, excuse me, and what Kareem has been doing is sort of leveraging his appearances around his book tour and some other opportunities he's had to speak, and rather than take the money personally, dedicate it to his organization, which is called the aptly named Skyhook Foundation.
Well, listen, if he ever wants to come on and talk about that, we're happy to give him the platform. All he has to do is drop your name, and maybe we'll let him on the air.
Oh yeah, that's exactly how it works. Kareem drops my name.
Well, he would on this show, bud.
Absolutely. So, what Kareem has done is, we partnered with the Los Angeles Unified School District, and took an outdoor education program that LAUSD had been operating, and as budgets have been slashed, this camp that was out in Angeles National Forest as an outdoor ed facility for inner city students to go and visit was down to about 14, 16 weeks a year of programming. And, you know, lawyers don't do math in public, but what, 38 or so weeks of being dark because they didn't have the funding, which was tragic. So, you know, Skyhook Foundation partnered with LAUSD. We sort of tailored the curriculum during the week around STEM education. So we now have this STEM-based model where kids are going out into the woods and taking water samples and measuring plant growth and, you know, getting down and dirty with actually becoming involved in the environment. And we've rebranded the camp, now Camp Skyhook. Mm. And the funds that are being raised through Skyhook Foundation are going to expand the weeks that we're able to send kids out to this outdoor education facility, which is just remarkable. So we've gone from 14, 16 weeks to about double that, and still trying to get to full utilization. If we can, you know, continue to raise funds, then, you know, hopefully we'll get to the point where kids are year round, you know, using this incredible facility and this great curriculum. Even in the face of budget cuts, you know, for the public school system.
Andrew, if you could hold on, I got to take a quick break. I got too interested and I ran past my break. So stick with me. We're going to do a short break. And then can you stay for one more short segment?
You got it.
Oh, you're the man. Andrew Morton, the philanthropy guy that helps advise the stars in both screen and stage and sports on how to do the right thing and inspire others to do so. So stick with us. We're going to have some more great inspirational stuff from our friend Andrew in just a second. Wanda, hit me. All right, it's all about you, Wanda. You're a bad girl. Is that what you got going on in there?
It's all about the women.
I know, it always is. Okay, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, red cap service, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me and the rest of my family as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, get bad.
Girl, talking about the sad girl. Sad girl. Yeah.
let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
It happens only once every 4 years. Baseball's global superstars representing their home countries. 16 teams from around the world. Canada and the United States. It's not just their team, it's their country. And now, the World Baseball Classic comes to Miami. Marlins Park, March 9th through the 13th. For tickets and information, visit marlins.com/WBC.
And now we've got our short wellness minute. You know, we had Julie Phillips on last week, and we talked a little bit about some wellness. And I said, hey, let me try some of that stuff out. And my gosh, you know, my wife has a bad time sleeping, and, you know, this helped her out. So, Julie, tell me a little bit about what you did for Vivian.
Actually, it was Vivian's doctor that gave her holographic discs. Small, they look a little bit like a Band-Aid, about the size of a postage stamp, and they have energy inside of them for helping the body balance its sleeping patterns through the energy flow of the body. So Vivian put one on her left temple, one on her right temple, and was so excited by morning, she just couldn't believe how much she felt rested and clear, how she stayed asleep through the night. She's just dying to get some more to for herself and to share with others.
100%. You know, I kissed her and woke her up this morning so she could go to dialysis. She says, already? I feel great. I really slept all night. And, you know, I've got them on, too. I think that's why I'm rocking the world today. You know, Julie, you gave me all that stuff, and we don't have time to go through it today. But, you know, how do people get more information and find out more and maybe join you on that info call you're going to have a little later tonight?
Yes, there's a great website to go to. That's www.miamienergy.emroquantum.com.
How do you spell that last part?
I'm sorry, did you say how do you spell it?
Yeah.
E-M, like energy medicine, R-O, for revolution, quantum, Q-U-A-N-T-U-M.com. Got it?
Give it again, because we have people that are Jets fans and they can't write too fast.
Okay, I'm going to go slow for you.
Thank you, dear.
www.miamienergy.em, like Mary, R like Richard, O like over, Q-U-A-N like Nancy, T-U-M like Mary, .com. And I have the dial-in number. There's going to be a live call tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, and I was asked to host the call. Would you like the dial-in number?
Of course. You've teased me. I've got it. They're listening. They want this stuff. They know that Vivian's a special girl, and it's really helping her out.
Yeah, actually, Vivian is going to be a guest speaker on the call tonight. So here's the number to listen in. Share it with your friends. 641-715-3810. And the code is 539-193 pound sign. Would you like me to repeat?
Of course.
641-715-3810, code 539-193 pound sign. And I'll be on the call with you at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Julie, you're a star. I want to thank you so much for helping the love of my life feel just a little bit better. You know you took a big load off of me. I can't thank you enough. And everybody, if I'm blowing up the radio today, it's all because of Julie. Julie, we'll look forward to getting you on the show again next week.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care, Julie. Wanda.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my good friend Andrew Morton. Andrew's a partner with Handler Thayer in their Chicago and Washington practices, but he's really all over the country helping athletes and stars and just normal people making the world a better place. Andrew, thanks for holding on. Welcome back.
You bet.
Now, you got another good story for us? Because I know everybody doesn't want to hear me talk. They want to hear you talk about some good stories and the good that people that you know are doing here in the world. Let's promote some good people.
Yeah, it's funny. As I hear you sort of making these Jets comments, kind of cracks me up. There's a couple of Florida guys who are formerly with the Jets that I've had the privilege of working with too. Brandon Marshall, who didn't go far and went cross town.
Brandon Marshall for sure. He played here.
Doing some great work in the mental health space. The Brandon Marshall Foundation, which he brands Project 375, is an organization that's trying to raise awareness about mental health and treatment and counseling.
I'd love to have him on the show to talk about that. We've got all kinds of mental health problems.
Absolutely. And then, another client that I've worked with for some time is, former Jets receiver, although certainly more known as a Steelers guy for kind of an important catch he made years ago, Santonio Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Who, not many people know this, but Santonio is a sickle cell carrier, and his son has full-blown sickle cell. Mm. So Santonio has sort of taken it upon himself to be a leading advocate for sickle cell awareness and testing and treatment. And, it's sort of a disease that, candidly, until I was introduced to Santonio, it's kind of slipped off the radar a bit. I don't think people are really talking about it all that much these days. But
no, they did back in the day when I was in high school, they did. But I don't really hear about it much at all. You're right.
No, and it's funny, timing wise, I literally this morning was at a client's board meeting for another organization that called Swim Across America that raises money for cancer research at Johns Hopkins by having these swimming events around the country, and this oncologist was in speaking and sort of briefing the board about some developments and not knowing that I had, I'd never met him before, and he had no idea I had any connection to sickle cell. Happened to mention that there are now bone marrow transplants that can more or less eliminate sickle cell, which is just remarkable. So it's
awesome.
Sort of, the time is right to sort of make sure that people are getting tested. There are a lot of folks, obviously in the African American community who sort of have a lot of the symptoms but don't know what it is. It's really important that folks understand, what the markers are and what the symptoms are so that they can get the right treatment. And, as I learned literally just a few hours ago, it's pretty much become a curable disease, at least from what I just heard from this doc.
Johns Hopkins is they do miracles there. I tried to get Vivian up to Johns Hopkins, but here we go. We'll talk about insurance, but I'm purple. I don't talk blue or red. But Johns Hopkins, our insurance would cover any transplant to Johns Hopkins except a kidney transplant. So, I'm furious about that, but I love the guys at Johns Hopkins. They do great work. They're miracle workers there. Andrew, we've only got probably about two or three more minutes left, so why don't you give me one other good group that you work with, and then I'm really going to ask you to do some work. I'm going to ask you to send me some links so we can put them up on the website. So give me one more good person that you're working with.
Absolutely. So I have worked for several years with Coach Ditka for a nonprofit that he formed called Gridiron Greats. And Gridiron Greats is an organization that provides, dire needs grants to, sort of the old school football players, not the guys that are making millions, but the guys who, rode a Greyhound bus and slept four to a room at the Super 8 back in the day and find themselves in financial trouble. Provides dire needs grants, whether that's healthcare or housing or food or medical care, which in and of itself is amazing, but Coach just formed within the last 6 months or so. We actually announced right before Super Bowl a new organization called After the Impact Fund.
To
Google. And what After the Impact Fund is a very different mission. It's basically an organization that is providing treatment to both retired athletes and military veterans who are suffering from traumatic head injuries. Traumatic brain injury. I mean, it was news to me. You know, it's one of the cool things about my job is I kind of accidentally get to learn a little bit about a lot of issues. And, you know, one thing that never would have occurred to me is that, you know, military veterans have concussion problems if they're, you know, if they're close to explosions. You know, they can get the same kinds of head injuries that football players get by beating their helmets against each other. So, you know, what we've done is sort of pair up those two populations, and we found this incredible psychological benefit of putting retired athletes and veterans in the same program, where, you know, the veterans just love the idea of being around these retired athletes, and it sort of elevates their emotional you know, well-being, and the athletes, you know, obviously revere, you know, these military veterans who are the true heroes, it kind of has brought a lot of the psychological relief while they're doing the medical treatment to have these guys being able to interact and communicate. So, you know, we now have them physically located in the same space while they're getting the same treatment for, you know, very different causes of the same disorders. And, you know, we, like I said, it's very recently announced, and we're just starting to ramp it up. And, you know, again, if folks have a moment to jump on Google, it's called After the Impact Fund. Really, really neat concept that, you know, certainly folks a lot smarter than me, you know, figured out was an effective way to treat these conditions.
Well, listen, Andrew, I really appreciate you coming and bringing these great philanthropies and these, I'll have to say, great philanthropists to our attention. You know, we'll talk in the next couple of days. Send me some of those links, or all of those links, actually, so we can put them up on the website and promote them. And then we'll always give a place for them to create content with us, because those are some great people, some great causes. I want to thank you so much for helping the world be a better place, Andrew. I know you don't hear that a lot, but I want to say thank you so much. Andrew Morton, Handler Thayer, thank you for joining us today on the show. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Anytime.
All right. Take care. Wanda, rock it. All right, people watching on Facebook Live saw me going writing down notes to make sure I follow up with Andrew to get all their social stuff, and also make sure I get to be a part of that UM program, helping all the local athletes who need an old guy with gray hair to show them the way. That's me. All right, now listen, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. And oh, by the way, Warren Henry's big on the Wounded Warriors thing. Hey, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, it's yours.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, maybe you're a commercial real estate broker. Maybe you're a commercial real estate mortgage broker. And somebody calls you and says, you know, I got a special situation. You go, well, we don't handle that stuff, but I want to help you out. What are you going to do? You're going to give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, 305-773-6300. Gets you to me, Jim Fried. Maybe you're a realtor or a real estate investor. You own a bunch of property with low leverage. Maybe you own some stuff all cash. And what do you need? You need money to get that next deal because you know it's a good one. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Help you pull cash out of that deal. That's right. Maybe you're a realtor and you're trying to close a condo loan or a condo hotel loan. Maybe your clients from overseas, Russia, the Caribbean, Asia. We're getting a lot of Asian people now. Europe. Well, I can give you a hand. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're preferred lenders in a bunch of the condos. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
A very serious crash Miami-Dade on I-95 northbound at the Rickenbacker Causeway that has two left lanes blocked, causing heavy delays from US-1. And a crash on the Palmetto northbound before 58th Street has your right lane blocked, causing heavy delays from 25th Street. And a recently cleared crash on the Turnpike extension northbound at 41st Street is still causing slow traffic from 12th Street. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and I want to thank BizNow for helping us sponsor this next segment. They brought us together. We're going to have a great BizNow event coming up, talking about Puerto Rico, and our friend Adriano is going to call in a little bit and tell us a little bit about that. But right now, we've got Adam Grainfader. He's with, who are you with again, Adam?
Fortune International.
You got a
Fortune International Realty.
Yeah, there you go. I got to get you brought back in. You've been doing Facebook, LinkedIn, all kinds of crazy stuff. Here and now, man. Here and now. Okay, and he's got his good friend, Jay Smith. Jay's the president and CEO of Enfusion Consulting. They're Carolina-based. I got a lot of friends in Carolina that love Myrtle Beach. So you'll help me find out. I know. I threw that out there. That's a softball for you. But I know you invest all over the country, and you're really investing in Puerto Rico. We're going to talk about what's going on in Puerto Rico, and we're going to bust some myths about why you should do business in Puerto Rico. So why don't we start off with Adam. Adam, tell me a little bit about what you found out by doing business down in Puerto Rico.
Been living in Puerto Rico for 20 plus years, and I know we've all heard some bad news about Puerto Rico, but the time is now. Puerto Rico has turned the corner, hit the bottom. The light is revealed at the end of the tunnel, and the time is now. Great investors like John Paulson, Tannenbaum have said that Puerto Rico is like Miami in the 1980s. Time to get in now.
You know, I was talking to some investors last year, and they were going, where am I going to find yield? Where am I going to find a value-add property? There's nothing to do. I said, dude, Puerto Rico. And they said, well, I'm not comfortable with that, blah, 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 Puerto Rico. So, John, tell me why those people are wrong.
Hey, that's exactly the same, approach that I thought of and the brackets I had around Puerto Rico. I thought it was a foreign country. I didn't realize it was an easy access country, no passport needed, fly right in.
Come on.
I thought it would be incredibly difficult to develop under different guidelines. Yet, what do I find? Yeah, the same regulatory agencies that we deal with here in developing communities and subdivisions in the United States are the same ones in Puerto Rico. It's the Corps of Engineers, it's the Fish and Wildlife Service, all there now tuned up with a new governor at the lead, pushing for new business opportunities, and we've been finding them.
You know, I went there a number of years ago to El Conquistador, man, we rode the funicular. My wife and I toured the island. I went to the old city. I had absolutely a great time, and I rode through there, and I said, hey, there's commercial real estate here. Then I went to the CCIM conference, met a whole bunch of guys, I already know you know who I'm talking about, who were from Puerto Rico. They were just awesome dudes. And I said, how come people don't do more business there? He goes, shh. Adam, tell me the secret.
It's all about timing, 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 timing. Puerto Rico, three things that have happened in the last 90 days that have changed the entire scenario. You have one, the federal government, the U.S. Congress has come in and passed a PROMESA bill, stepping in and taking control. Second thing is you have a new government that is pro-business. And the third thing is that you have a lot of very attractive tax incentives. Puerto Rico today is being called the new Cayman Islands.
Well, wait a minute now. The Cayman Islands, that cuts both ways. That's like a banking security thing going on there. Tell me the good part about it being like the Cayman Islands. John, hit it.
It's Jay.
Well, I'm getting excited. There you go. Now that's what we like on this show.
Puerto Rico.
He's coming back.
It's 50 cents on the dollar day in Puerto Rico. If you are looking at a brand new oceanfront, 3,000 square foot condominium in South Florida, you tell me the price, but I'm going to say it's $1.2 million to $1.5 million. And I'm going to say the same thing in L.A. or perhaps Hawaii is more than that. In Puerto Rico, we are sitting at 50 cents on the dollar. A beautiful place is less than $750,000.
I want to give a quick shout out to Matt, my good friend Matt, who's hit me up on Facebook. He's going, who's out of the hospital? I knew you were out of the hospital, Matt. High five. When are you going to come back and tell us about everything? I love you, bro. It's so great to see you. Okay, now we're back to the show. Adam, it's up to you. So if you were going to do something in Puerto Rico, is it better to do hospitality, residential, retail, office? How's that for a softball?
Go to the beach. Go to the beach. The water's beautiful. Temperature's amazing. You've got beautiful beach parcels that are, like Jay said, 20, 30 cents on the dollar. This is historic. It is a historic opportunity to acquire beautiful, prime beachfront land, many of it in resorts, many of it in front of golf courses. That's the call.
Okay, well, we got our sponsor, I think, called in. Adriano, were you there, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
Hey, so listen, Adriano, I got your guys here. Tell me a little bit about your program. It sounds like people need to go to learn to make some money in the only place where there's value-add opportunities in the United States. I'll say it again, in the United States.
Well, yeah, no, let me just start by saying thank you, Adam, and the Association of Builders of Puerto Rico for allowing us to put on this.
Hold on. Adriano, call back, make the gerbil run a little faster on your phone, and get to a place where we can get better. Okay, you near a window now?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Now it's a lot better. See, I always do the gerbil thing. And then some guy said to me today, you know, hey, give that gerbil some of that Gatorade you drink.
AT&T is listening to you, Jim.
I hear you. Go for it. Tell me about it.
I was just saying, I wanted to start by saying thank you to Adam and the Association of Builders of Puerto Rico for allowing us to put this this program. Obviously, you know, a little bit.
All right, we're losing Adriano. Adriano, call back, okay? Just call back, try it again, and we'll go right back. We're going to take a quick break while Adriano feeds his gerbil some Gatorade there, get the hamster wheel rolling, like, you know, they're all in there together. We're going to talk about the opportunities in Puerto Rico right after this. Again, I want to thank Adriano and Biz Now for bringing these guys on the show. We've got Jay Smith, and we've got Adam Greenfader, and we're going to talk about how to make money in Puerto Rico. So stick with us. You're going to want to hear it. Wanda, rock the house.
He walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beast, yeah.
Oh man, I'm loving this. Wanda, you're rocking me today. Hey, I'm loving you, girlfriend. Thank you so much for getting me revved up and keeping me there. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, give me that song.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
happens only once every 4 years. Baseball's global superstars, representing their home countries. 16 teams from around the world. Canada and the United States. It's not just their team, it's their country. And now, the World Baseball Classic comes to Miami. Marlins Park, March 9th through the 13th. For tickets and information, visit marlins.com/WBC.
All right, I can't wait to go. It's going to be great. I'm just loving it. I can't wait to see Giancarlo Stanton win it for the Americans. Hey, look, if you're looking to get a mortgage and your loan doesn't fit in a square box, if maybe it's a special situation, give me a call at 305-773-6300 because our company, Spectrum Mortgage, we're one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. You go, well, what does that mean? That means we're flexible and creative. We're looking to solve your problem. A friend of mine just called me. He needs a home loan. It's a little bit big. We won't say how much. He's got it. He's in the business of buying and flipping. He sees an opportunity. He needs to close fast. He needs to close tomorrow. Not really, but this week, no. But next week, yes. That's right. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I'll help you close fast to take advantage of that opportunity that's going to slip through your fingers if you cannot do that. Maybe you're a realtor and you need a loan for one of your clients. Maybe they're from overseas. Maybe they're from local, but they have a little bit of a credit issue or something. Well, I can help you make that deal and get that commission and close the deal. Keep your client happy. Maybe you're a bank or a commercial mortgage broker. I don't want to get your client and take them away from you. I want to help you keep that client by giving them creative financing. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Real estate investors, I'll help you too. Again, the number for the Jets fans, I'll go slow. 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right. You know, we're waiting for Adriana to call back. That's what he gets for going out and going to work in, yeah, I know. That's what you get. Tell him that's what he gets for being in Colorado at the wrong time. He's using a word that can't be done. So listen, I know that there's an association you guys are with. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Em? Because I know you help him.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I'll finish Adriano's thoughts. Adriano would like to thank wholeheartedly the Builders Association of Puerto Rico. He'd like to thank the governor of Puerto Rico, who will be at the BizNow event on March 21st. The governor is also coming with a head of development, who he'd like to thank, Manuel Laboy, and he also really wants to thank Jose Izquierdo, who's the director of tourism. All the big guns are going to get biz now, and he wants to thank the Builders Association again. He'd also like to thank Jay Smith and Cocoa Beach, who are sponsoring the event.
Now, let me ask you, we talked about the date. Where is it and what time?
It's an early show. It's a 7:30 a.m. at the JW Marriott in downtown. You've got to get your tickets soon because tickets will sell out fast. So it's on March 21st. 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, you know, actually, I like that time because you can get in and out of Brickell early. You know, if it was at 10, I don't know that people would be too thrilled, but at 7:30 in the morning, you might even be able to find street parking. You're probably there earlier than the construction guys.
Well better than that. Jay's bringing us some croissants and coffees, and so you can come to the forum, and you're going to have a nice breakfast and be able to listen to some of the top movers and shakers in both Puerto Rico and the United States to talk about the opportunities.
Yeah, I know. I have friends that a couple of months ago were talking to me about Puerto Rico and doing opportunities, and they go, Jim, do you have any lenders for that? I go, not really, but I think it's because people don't understand them. So my good friend Don's listening. I know he kills it in Puerto Rico. So I know people are making money and doing business. Jay, how are they making that happen?
Well, I think, first off, how you do business, much to your comment about your friend Don, is there is traditional financing vehicles that's very similar to what we have in the United States. So that's just a new exclamation point behind the opportunity to do real estate business in in Puerto Rico. I think, secondly, access in and out is unbelievable, and we have great opportunities on land positions, but also finished product. Whether you want single-family homes or condominiums, they are available. You're in a government if you're a retiree, if you're a pre-retiree, you're living in a marketplace where you still have these 50-cent-on-the-dollar type bargains, but you have Medicare, Medicaid, all your federal support agencies are still local. You have Walgreens. Every staple to your life today exists in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is part of America, I think, is what you're saying. And, you know, really what we need to do is create a junket for some of our private lenders to come down there so they can see the opportunities, too. And then the answer will be yes. We can do loans in Puerto Rico, but right now we're limited to Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe because people, our guys, like to get there in their car. Although my partner has a plane. Now, listen, tell me a little bit about this, Adam. What prompted you to put this, because you were working with Adriano to put this together. What prompted you to put this together with Adriano?
Pretty simple. The time is now, and I'm always asked, has Puerto Rico hit the bottom? And there's no question about it. Puerto Rico is ripe and ready and open for business. The governor, in fact, key messages, open for business. So the time is for people to come to learn and explore. There's already 300 to 400 high net worth individuals that have been coming and moving to Puerto Rico over the last couple of years. There's 1,000 to date under Law 20 and 21. Some amazing tax incentives. We're talking 1,000 high net worth hedge fund managers, private equity, and other security dealers are moving and living in Puerto Rico. The time is now.
Wow, the people in Miami are just loving hearing you say that. But it sounds to me like a person that's comfortable in Miami might be comfortable in Puerto Rico, but when they come and they, I was almost going to say a dirty word, and are all angry at me because I can't find them a good place to go and a good thing to invest in, it sounds to me like I should be telling them to call you. Jay, see, so I got John as my brother. I'm Jim, so Jay, you know, it's tough for me to get
I'm
to
a brother.
Jay.
I'm your brother.
You are. Well, you got the same kind of hairline as I do.
Yes, sir.
You're the man. So listen, Jay, we're going to give you the final word on this stuff. Help me close people on why they should go do business in Puerto Rico, and then we're going to give Adam the last word to pitch the event one more time.
This is a pro business government. It always has been, but it is really pushing now, changing policies now, a very streamlined permitting process. If you're building a home, a very streamlined permitting.
You're talking dirty to me.
It's just too good to be true, but it is true. It's the United States. In the courtroom, there's an American flag. This is not Honduras, Panama, Nicaragua, Costa Rica. Those places that expats go now, Puerto Rico is the new southern retirement location.
It sounds absolutely great. Adam, tell me just one quick thing about the event because we're going to have to go and I want to make sure you get the last word and I'm making sure I talk a lot because I want people to get their pen.
I want to say, don't take it from us. Come listen to Neil Freeman, Carlos Rosso, some of the other top names of Miami who are looking very seriously at Puerto Rico. Come to BizNow's first Latin American and Caribbean Forum on Tuesday, March 21st at 7:30 a.m. And Jay's going to invite us for some croissants.
Go, Jay.
I'm going to do that. I'll tell you also, if you're a golf person, on March 24th, the PGA's only tour event played in the Caribbean is played in Puerto Rico at a resort I represent called Cocoa Beach Resort. You can catch it on the Golf Channel. Some great young talent, excellent golf, beautiful background, and you'll see some backsides that tell you what Puerto Rico's all about.
Wow, well, you know, I'm really excited.
Is that an invitation for everyone to come on down?
There are tickets available.
Yeah, he's got croissants and orange juice for you there, but I know who I'm calling when I'm planning my next trip. My next trip definitely going to be to Puerto Rico. We had an absolute blast when we were there, and like you said, it's America. One last thing I want to mention, Roberto Clemente. Okay, you drive by the statue. I got goosebumps just talking about it.
The best.
The Marlins are a sponsor. We're talking WBC. So I want to thank the folks at BizNow. The BizNow event is
March 21st, 7:30 a.m. JW Marriott downtown.
Be there, aloha, like we used to say in the fraternity.
Nos vemos a todos los boricuas.
Mucho gracias.
Vamos pa'lante.
Oh yeah, you're the man. Hey, listen, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank BizNow. I want to thank Kind Snacks. I want to thank the Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, who are swinging the wood again. Social Media 305. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Lauren's Kids, UHealth. Of course, I want to thank Sandy and her folks over at Expresso Marketing. Of course, Spectrum is a sponsor. Remember, 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you. Of course, I want to thank Wanda, for rocking the show.
Wanda.
That's right. Give Wanda a hand. We love you, Wanda.
We love you, Wanda.
All right. Now, one more time, Adam. How are people going to find info?
BizNow, First Latin American Caribbean Forum, March 21st. Come on down.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Facebook. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is the real deal. If you want to do something, you go out and do it. If you can't, well, you can't. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next week at 6. Why? Because you know I love doing this. As I said, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, rock the house.
Drove Wall Street and gave it just enough gas for the stock averages to finish.